How Do I Enforce a Foul Naming Convention? Posted by Henrik DeGeer on April 1st, 2011. In order to enforce a foul naming convention in any organization, just follow these simple steps. 1. Establish and define a clear foul naming convention, which can scale up in the long term for many years, not just until next week. 2. Document the foul naming convention in writing with guidelines and samples. Make the documentation available to everyone and distribute it to everyone. Have one version of the guidelines available to everyone to follow, even if it is updated for any reason. Share a link to it. 3. Train people on how to use the foul naming convention properly. 4. Assess the people who were trained, give them a written test, by having them demonstrate they understand and can follow the foul naming convention guidelines. 5. Follow the foul naming convention after the training and assessments. 6. Enforce it. Keep everyone equally accountable. When someone has violated the foul naming convention, let them and their supervisor know by email every time. You can only violate the rules so many times. 3 strikes and you're out. More on that later. The first time the foul naming convention is not followed, email the person those guidelines again and have them correct the foul names themselves the same business day. Have them communicate once the foul names have been corrected. The second time the foul naming convention has not been followed, give them remedial training and the assessment again. Then have them correct the foul names themselves within the same business day. Have them communicate once the foul names have been corrected. The third time the foul naming convention has been not followed, visit them with the foul naming convention bat. Thank you for using the foul naming convention. Have a nice day. The foul naming convention bat is now available in black and blue with accents of red. For those of you who prefer cricket, we have one of those models as well. Later, we will be reviewing how to enforce completed metadata fields in a DAM. For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available in Audioboo, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. Thanks again.